What's happening? We back for the Love Podcast with my brother.
What's up? How everybody doing out there?
Nigga, scoot up, nigga.
I got a...
Ah, damn. You good? You can see
anything? Yeah, I can see him. We can see.
All right, talk to him. What we been doing? What we been on? What was that NBA shit we just did on TikTok?
No, you know, just NBA Finals going on right now. Golden State just tied the series up 1-1. They should probably be up 2-0, but it could be 1-1 either way. Just, you know how shit get down. They want to make sure it's a 7-game series. At least 6 games.
Man, talk to me about that TikTok shit. What was your problem with me with that? How can I get better for next time? And how can I learn? Because I really didn't know I ain't no TikToker.
My problem is, you see what we're doing now. You in front of the camera. We talking. We letting the people know what's going on. This is what I wanted. I felt you was off in the background, you know, watching the game, not paying. I'm saying, look at the camera. I ain't hear the camera. You know, like you said, energy don't lie. Nigga know when you want to do some shit. Nigga know when you not want to do some shit. Like, I call a lady right now about a piece of property. I say, hey, I want to buy it. She say, hey, this your number. I call you back. I never heard back from her. I call her. She don't pick up the phone. She ain't trying to sell it. But the other lady up in Paris, our other cousin Pam, I say, hey.
You got a cousin named Pam?
Dad got a cousin named Pam.
So that ain't your cousin?
My nigga, who cares? So I say, Pam, I want to buy the land. She say, yeah, I want to sell it to you, baby. Let's just figure out how we can do this and get this taken care of. The energy totally different. You know when somebody want to do something, when somebody don't want to do something. So that was the problem.
Mm-hmm. And you felt like my energy said I ain't want to do it.
Yeah, my energy. Yeah, I felt like you were like, man, this is some dumb shit, man. Fuck what this nigga talking about. Just wait till we do what I'm trying to do. And I know you said that's not what it was, but that's how I felt it was, because the energy was like, you was all, yeah, man, I hear you. Yeah, I got you. You good, do you? You good, do you? I felt you just like, yeah, whatever, do it. Or was I wrong?
Yeah.
All right, how was I wrong?
You were wrong because I was letting you lead your own show. I taught you how to 1,000 ways to lead your own show. Yeah. Remember, I used to build you up to do that shit.
Yeah.
And then you didn't met.
But you see how we both sitting right here talking?
We wasn't sitting down at all. We was
standing okay,
up.
Okay, same thing. We so both in the camera.
Thing. So it's not the same thing. You got the game right here. You got the Bama right here.
It's cool, baby.
You right here.
I feel like no matter what I say, it's an excuse.
It's not an excuse. I'm just, these are my recollections of my feelings of what my mindset was going on.
Okay.
Never would I not support you with all my heart and never give you my best effort. That's not in my effort to be the best brother I could be, just like you are to me.
Okay.
And furthermore, I just didn't know the concept. We were really freestyle. You know, the Brotherly Love Show got a concept behind it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get you some subjects together. You're going to have you some substance together. You know what I'm saying? This was, nigga, we talking about the fourth quarter, and these niggas already blew these niggas out, but we still watching the game. But you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how it was from my perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But we'll get that shit right next time for the fourth quarter. Next fourth quarter, we're going to do it the next time. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to set it up. We're going to do a mock draft in the second quarter. If I can get right, we're going to do a walkthrough in the second quarter. If I can get right, however you want it for the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be on TikTok at Damn Fool Common.
Okay.
Talk to them, though. Talk to the people, man. Don't talk to me. Talk to them. They miss you. Where you been? Mm-hmm. What you been doing? Talk to them. Speak
up. Just been chilling. Just, you know, working, doing my real estate, watching TV. Mm-hmm.
Talk to me how the pandemic affected your work mentality. Because that's when I seen a different dog come out.
I just be chilling.
Nah, you don't be chilling, fool.
I be chilling a lot.
Yeah, this nigga's a chill dude, but I'm talking about your mentality. You know what I'm saying? I remember the mentality you was in. I would ask you for a couple dollars every month.
Pay attention to that.
You know what I'm saying? I would ask you for a couple dollars every month. And you were like, damn, Pat, you don't even know what I'm really going through. I really didn't. Because niggas don't know what that nigga going through, you know what I'm saying? All I know is niggas, shit, I'm going through a lot too. The only nigga I can call is my brother. And shit, I done got the car towed 2 or 3 different times in the same week. And yeah. I know you going through hell and you damn self, because you just lost your job, right?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that time. 2020, end of 2020, not the beginning, the end of when all the pandemic was hitting, niggas broke, it's a recession. They got niggas doing PPP loans, SBA loans, government assistance. Talk to me how you broke through all of that, and did you get any government assistance?
I got a PPP loan.
Breaking news. Then nobody tell nobody. See how niggas get when they get a loan.
Oh, you know, Ma was trying to get
I ain't know nothing about niggas getting the PPP loan.
The same.
I ain't know nothing about niggas getting PPP. The niggas ain't told me nothing. So that's what's going on.
The same energy, because you be out here just be on your own shit, but you be thinking in your head. But I ain't doing it, but everybody else telling you doing that. Mom said, hey, let me get your information so I can fill out your stuff. You was like, Now he gonna say, Mama ain't.
Mama never came to me PPP loan because I ain't got nothing alone. Okay,
so let me get this straight. You the only one in the family she ain't come to. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you right now. Okay. Mama ain't come to me on no business. So did Mama get a PPP too?
Yeah.
You lying, fool.
Yeah, Mom got one. Junior got one.
They
she told you. I was right there when she told you. I was right.
Ain't nobody told me. PPP. How much y'all got?
Hey, you let Pac-Man tell you. Ain't nobody told him shit in life. Pac-Man, you been in the streets all your life, huh?
Ain't nobody said nothing.
I'm asking you a question. You been in the streets all your life?
No. Ain't nobody said nothing about no PPP.
I said, they trying to hit you with the RICO case. Let Pac-Man tell you.
Ain't nobody said nothing about no PPP. So how much Mama got?
I don't know. She got. They was getting them $10,000 grants or whatever.
That ain't no PPP loan.
Oh.
A PPP loan is a loan. A grant is a grant.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
so
she was getting them grants, and she was right there telling you, and you was on some other shit. Yeah.
Bullshit, my nigga.
All right, sound bullshit. Good.
So Uncle Junior got one. How much? Mama got how much? You say she got grants with a S.
Yeah.
How many was that?
I don't know. They were doing for everybody.
Now we got a stimulus check. We ain't talking about stimulus check. We talking about PPP, SBA.
I get them confused. I'm getting confused. You sound like the feds, right? I get them confused. But we might got, stimulus checks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got stimulus checks. Stimulus we ain't talking about the stimulus check. Everybody got, we talking about the PPP loans.
Yeah.
The $17,000, the $40,000, the $50,000.
Yeah.
Anybody got no $10,000 PPP loan?
Yeah.
That was giving out hundreds of thousands and millions, really.
Mm-hmm.
And how much was your PPP loan for?
For stimulus check. You know what I'm saying? That little, what, that $1,500 was giving you? Yeah.
$1,200, $1,500.
Shit like that. Yeah, my bad. I was talking about some other shit. But yeah, talk to me about that time. How were you making it through that time? I should ask you for some more money. You getting that much money? Hey, you gonna ask anyway. I've been used to work at Sarah Lee. Nigga get paid every Friday. Every Friday you get paid a thousand dollars. Come Tuesday, nigga broke asking me for some money, and I ain't making up a $300 a week, $400 a week at O'Reilly's. Shout out to O'Reilly's, but fuck y'all too.
Did you work at O'Reilly?
Night shift.
Hell no. How was that? What the fuck was you doing?
Yeah, stacking on boxes.
Hell no. You much smarter than that. Oh, yeah. And then how did you come out of the pandemic? Until you didn't?
What you mean?
How did your mental mindset come out? Did you get stronger? Did you get
ain't
weaker?
Ain't nothing changed.
Ain't shit changed, but the gas prices.
Gas prices and rent, yeah, ain't nothing changed.
Speaking of gas prices and rent, how much is inflation going up in Arlington right now?
55%.
55% like ESTG?
Yeah, 55%.
55% like ESTG.
So I don't even know what ESTG
is. That's what he is. He's 5,500 degrees, that's the name of his new tape.
5,500
degrees,
Nigga, look at the camera. I can see you, boo.
5,500 degrees, 50 inflation. Talk about inflation. Where did that come from? Inflation come from, it's about to be a recession?
I don't know. It's too much money out there, so niggas, they trying to take it.
Who is they?
The government.
So the rich get rich and the poor get poor?
That's what they say.
Okay, we good. Bullshit ass NBA. We ain't going to talk about game two. Cause it was bullshit. Boston Celtics had them boys, and really, the boys really can't fuck with the Celtics unless they got the refs in their hand. And once they get the refs in their hand, Steph can throw some bullshit.
Boy, Steph Curry was shooting from the other free throw line.
That shit don't matter though. You don't be doing that shit when we need it.
I'm in Portia today.
It don't even matter, bro. We not even talking about that shit.
He ain't finals MVP so far?
No. The referees are the finals MVP so far for me. They won game two for sure, for sure. They could. They tried to take game one when they got too hot. They the way they won game two for sure, for sure. So shout out to the NBA real finals MVP. I would have bet it on it. That'd have been too easy though. Now I'm going back to this subject for the last time. We're gonna end it like this. Monique is not your cup of tea because go up to the camera.
I never said Monique was my cup of tea.
You don't rock with Monique because
I know the question, nigga.
That's not a question. When I say the word Monique, it's a negative vibe that just goes shoots around your whole.
I don't have a negative vibe. I think Monique should be way bigger than what she. I think Monique, you know how sometimes, let's say.
And name a black woman bigger than Monique. Who, Tiffany Haddish?
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish is bigger than Monique, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Do you think she's bigger than Monique?
Yeah,
she's not.
Yeah, she's bigger than Monique.
She's definitely not.
Yeah. Tiffany Haddish can probably sell out an arena.
I bet she can't sell out no goddamn arena.
Yeah. She gonna do more ticket sales than Monique, yes.
I bet you, I'm just saying. She's bigger than Monique.
Yes.
To the white people.
To the world, nigga. Whoever in the world. More people probably know Tiffany Haddish than Monique than no Monique. Mm-hmm. They both do messed up some kind of way.
Now, has Monique ever talked down on Tiffany Haddish?
I don't know.
Probably. I'm telling you, never.
I don't know.
That's not her cup of tea.
I thought I saw her on the radio. She was talking down on Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
She could talk down on Kevin Hart. She ain't talk down on Tiffany Haddish. She ain't talking down on. She just stating facts that other people don't seem to understand. Same thing with Charlamagne Tha God. She just stating facts.
What did she say about Trump? I
heard. We're not even gonna talk about him. I hate I even brought his name up.
Okay, you brought it up. I've been hearing the name lately. I just look in the camera so people know.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
But I can see in the camera, fool.
Yeah. We don't pay attention to Charlamagne Tha God over here. Okay. I hate I even said his name.
Okay, but what did she say about him? Because I want to know.
YouTube.
Nigga, we ain't got to do YouTube. Oh, just YouTube, tell me.
No, it's better than, it is better than Woot Woot. Go to YouTube on here for me.
Nigga, I'm recording the podcast. Yeah,
don't worry about it. I'll find it.
You could have just said what she said.
Mm-mm, we got to go to it. It's better.
I even brought up the question.
It's better if you had heard her. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit
ass
thing right here.
Yeah. So.
She just pointed out this, you know, she just pointed out the truth.
Okay. Yeah. One day we'll get some sponsorship from Burger King. You ain't gotta worry about that. In the meantime, we gotta let YouTube get their advertisement out the way.
Bullshit ass thing,
dog. Okay, you can just tell me what they said.
No, you got that
hustle. She sound like 50 Cent, always in beef with somebody. Try to get a record sale.
She ain't in beef. She bigger than everybody she done went up against. Tyler Perry and Oprah.
She not bigger than Tyler Perry.
She bigger than all of them. Yeah. She the one got the Oscar. They don't.
Okay, so what's the Oscar?
Oscar's everything.
Yeah.
In that world.
Well, she got it for playing the worst parent on TV, as Corey Holcomb would say. In cinematographer history, she got an Oscar playing the worst parent in all of TV history.
And you know what's so great about that?
What?
She's the best parent in real life.
Okay.
Well, that's why she didn't go to the other thing. She had a baby she had to go see.
What, nigga?
She had a twin she had to go take care of. That's why she ain't go overseas to promote the shit, because that wasn't in her contract to do.
And that's
what was in her. Here we go. I hate when people go do our listing. You gotta see it at the end. Minute interview.
Enjoy. We need equality.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to say what's right and what's mm-hmm. fair. And then a brother that looks like me from South Carolina says, you're the donkey of the day.
Mm.
You have to explain that to our community.
I've explained it. I said that I think that you're using racial and gender bias, which are actual real issues. The struggle that the black women are going through in many industries is a real issue, but you're using it to focus on something that you're dealing with individually.
When the Queens of Comedy was on tour, see, we made history. Mm. And I don't know if you've done your homework, because we were the only female group, black, white, Latin, Asian, to sell out consecutively around this country. Mm-hmm. But you'll disregard that.
Mm-hmm. So you have gotten more than 500,000? Yes, and I've said that from day one.
Well, here's what I'll say,
what
Ryan.
That's not what y'all were saying.
Know, what y'all were saying was y'all should have got the same amount you know that what? Chris Rock, Chappelle, and Schumer got.
Let me answer that, Daddy. What I said was,
any woman call her husband daddy, that's a good woman.
If I'm considered a legend, like my brothers, then why wouldn't I get what legends get?
I'm still trying to get you and Brother Sidney to justify why you think you deserve $13 million. Was there a bidding war between platforms?
Well, when you say
justify,
I'm going to put my resume on the table. I don't have to justify it. You can see it.
Do you do the numbers and ticket sales that Chris Rock does, that Dave Chappelle does, that Amy Schumer does?
If given the opportunities, why don't you answer the question?
So there are people that say that you didn't treat people well.
Yes.
And that they've had issues working with you and that you're difficult.
Yes, that's a great question. You know the guy Harvey Weinstein? Mm-hmm. And he was able to do that for how many years?
Decades.
And why do you think that was? Do you think this is a unique situation? Do you think that people are fearful to speak out when they're mistreated?
It's a difference between mistreatment and sexual assault. Like, we can't put out false equivalencies about people. I understand what you're trying to say.
Wait a minute, Charlamagne.
But it's a difference between mistreatment and sexual assault.
Let me say this to you.
Like, it's levels to mistreatment.
When you hear this brother's voice come over the air, and I'm unapologetic about what I'm getting ready to say, he does not have a value on black women and women of color.
How can you say that? I'm going to tell you why.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
I think that's contradictory.
So we
want to
know, whose side are you on? Sound off in the comments.
That ain't even the good part.
That's why I asked you what she said.
Doing the day-to-day can feel overwhelming.
But
anyway. Monique ain't never done wrong to me. I can never look at her and say, nah, I can't fuck with you on that, Monique, because your premises is out. I could never do that. What about you on the other hand?
I once heard a thing, and it is true. If you want to make a lot of money, the quickest way to make a lot of money is to go do something for free. Go work for somebody for free. You sit there, you go do it for free. You're going to start learning things. You're going to start figuring out things. They're going to start asking you to do more. You're going to be like, okay, well, I can do this, I can do that. I can do this, I can do that. Oh, I can make money this way doing this. Because you're not making money for free, right? So I think if Monique would have did the thing, cause even if it wasn't in her contract, go promote the show. It's an Oscar. You would have made your $20 million.
It's not even about that, bro.
Then why is she complaining?
She's not complaining.
She is complaining.
She's not complaining.
Then what's she doing?
She's not complaining. She's been left that in the past. You see, they all came back to her and apologized. Every single last one of them.
Okay.
And she's not standing up for her.
That'll change the fact that she missed out on a lot of money.
It's not about the money to her. She went on Steve Harvey and said that we're not playing a money game. We're playing an integrity game. Okay. So her integrity, forget the money. You know what I'm saying? That's why I really love Monique. We're not playing a money game, Mr. Steve. We're playing an integrity game. That's all I want to get out of it. How do you feel DL handled it? You think he did a good job, or you think he just...
Yeah, he just, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I ain't really see too much of what DL was talking about.
You know, in my opinion, DL, he a good comedian. 84, 85, 86, 87 on a good day if it was Madden ratings. You know what I'm saying? He'd be an 84, 85. But he ain't special like that.
Okay.
He good, but he ain't special like that. Monique's special. That's all I'm saying. So it's apples and oranges, and I say Monique is up here and DL is right here.
Okay.
No, she got that Oscar, so that...
Hey, yeah, with that Oscar, she's ready to get more than $500,000.
Exactly, and that's why she didn't sign.
But they didn't give it to her.
That's what they offered her.
But, yeah.
And she didn't sign.
But Netflix,
and they offered Wanda Sykes $250,000. That's what she's fighting for.
Yeah.
She's fighting for... You can give our legends some money like you gave Amy Sherman.
Yeah, But Chris Rock got paid.
That's a black man. That's different. Dave Chappelle, that's a black man. She's talking about black women specifically.
If you do numbers, you're going to get it.
She's talking about black women specifically.
Okay, well, ain't nobody going to give you shit. If you go out there and take it,
ain't nobody going to. And she's definitely not accepting it. And she do her own shows anyway. And let's talk about Atlanta. What's going on in Atlanta right here? Another rapper, a famed rapper, Trouble from Duct Tape. He died yesterday last night. Real street nigga. Real street nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Real 100. Real Atlanta lingo. Yeah, and really do his thing, man. I fuck with Trouble. You know, a real gangster. You know, the gangsters, you know, and all that shit. Talk to me about Atlanta. YSL, the district attorney, black. She said, we gonna send your ass and give you life and not blink an eye about it. You know what I'm saying? You got Young Thug say he a my boss. He had a bond here the other day and said, we'll let you out, Thugger, but we fear for retaliation and flight risk. You got Lil Boosie down there in the mix, and Lil Ben, he's staying out of trouble. You know, his son just found out he wasn't the father yesterday. So Boosie been extremely happy about that. And talk about it. YFN Lucci, he got the Rico case last year, and they backdoor and hit Young Thug with it this year. Lil Key died, his artist Lil Key died.
I don't know. You seem to be more familiar with it. Why don't you go through?
I'm just saying, talk about all the chaos. Young Thug baby mama died.
I don't really know. Young Thug allegedly sent
shots at YFN Lucci's house, mama house, and her leg got shot. Talk about the chaos.
Yeah, it's a real street town, fool. You know what I'm saying? I blame the water boys. I saw a story today on TikTok. Girl said, I stopped at the light. The water boys come up. She said, you know anybody the thing about Atlanta, you know about the water boys. So they come up to the car, banging on the window. Hey, you want a drink? She said, okay, I feel a little blessed today. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and throw out. How much is it? $3. Okay, $3. Ain't got no cash. She said, I got Cash App. She said, it ain't going through. He grabbed the phone. Hey, baby, you looking good today and everything, love. You know what I'm saying? You looking nice. I see you on Fleek. You know what I'm saying? She a college student. Well, you go to Georgia Tech, he talking to her. She said, oh, yeah, I'm looking cute and everything good. He said, all right, thanks, appreciate it. Here go your water. Bam, gave her the phone back. She said she hit the ramp. She found out the nigga sent $200. She said, I done told this story 400 times today. I had already hit the, call the cops, hit the scam thing on my phone. He said, the nigga that sent $200, all you think? From her Cash App for a funky ass hot Gatorade.
I'm telling you, for I don't even engage in people on the streets no more. You know, I used to get a dollar everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Man, I ain't fuck them people, man. And I don't even mean to say it like that, because I'm just an inch away myself, so I'm always give back and give to community and all that shit. But people don't give a fuck about you, fool. And I had to realize that on the ill way, not the tree real way, the ill way. In Atlanta, you talking about the water boys and shit. And Thug, what you think Thug gonna do? You think he gonna cop out? Think he gonna take the PD? You think he gonna go to court?
No, I think Thug gonna get out.
I don't.
They ain't gonna be the biggest rapper in the world.
Yeah, it really is. And Lil Boosie. Talk to me about Lil Boosie. You know, his son found out he wasn't the father yesterday.
All right, what happened?
So Boosie was extremely happy about that. Boosie had he got a son named Tudor. Tootie got, supposedly got a girl pregnant, but the girl faked the pregnancy, stole the baby from somebody else, played like it was his, and got the fake DNA test, and goddamn tried to put it on Boosie's son. So Boosie did all the things, they didn't take pictures with the baby, but it came out yesterday that you are not the father. So Boosie went down to the club, bought everybody drinks, got real drunk, and had a real powder, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about it?
She did what, nigga?
Yeah, it's a lot, bro. She faked the pregnancy.
Okay, Payment, stop. I want you to speak on it like the news, like you did that whole Cardi B situation. Break it down and then give me your thoughts. Because right now, I don't like this whole screech shit. You know what I'm saying? You said a lot of shit. Some shit don't even sound right. I don't even know what the fuck going on. You said the bitch got a baby for somebody else. Right. Brought it to this nigga.
Right.
Faked the pregnancy test.
Right.
So... How she get a baby for somebody else?
I don't know how she did it.
Then she got to return the baby.
They say she kidnapped the baby.
Oh, so she going to jail?
She ain't going to jail, though. You know,
so how she...
Because nobody go to the police no more. You know, that's snitching.
What, nigga?
You can't talk to the people no matter your house burning up and whatever. Don't call the police. That's the rule.
Yeah. Why don't y'all stay in Atlanta? Because don't nobody come to Texas no more. Because y'all niggas are true. A bitch just stole a baby. Your baby got it kidnapped. Stole the baby. You can't even say shit. Then if you go try to get your baby back, now you kidnapped. Now you going to jail.
As long as you don't call the police. You can do a lot of shit as long as you don't call the police. Man, I must be, it's the world we live in now, man. Niggas gonna be niggas. And that's another thing I had to find out. You know what I'm saying? And talk to me about travel. You like to travel? You like to travel? Where we going next?
Why don't you tell me what the fuck happened with this story? I'm confused. Like, I don't know what
you... How do you think be confused then, fool?
I don't know what's going on.
I just did.
You ain't told me shit.
I just did.
You said a bitch kidnapped her, but she not going to jail. Okay, where the baby at?
I don't know who baby it is. I don't know. Okay. It ain't Boosie. Okay, so
is the baby back with the original mom?
I don't know. It ain't Boosie, it's the grandfather. He Boosie ain't the grandfather. That's the main thing. Fuck being the daddy at 18. Boosie ain't trying to be no grandfather at 38. So, shout out to Boosie. Gonna do a big. About everybody drinks in the club. Everybody got drunk on that Boosie juice. And he got a Boosie prom coming up at the end of the month. I mean, the beginning of the next month. 2,000 to get in. And they got certain different packages.
$2,000 what?
$2,000 for the prom tickets. Adult prom.
Yeah, okay.
Got Jagged Edge performing, Bow Wow hosting. All the old niggas from the 90s and the 2000s. Think Juvenile gonna come out and perform.
So who the fuck paying $2,000 for a ticket to watch some old niggas perform?
Nah, they gonna be at the prom too, though. They gonna be at Boots House. So you gonna be at Boots House, you gonna get your something to wear, go to Boots House, take a picture, you went to the Boots prom. And you put it on Instagram, your followers gonna go up, you know what I'm saying? You know, niggas do what niggas do, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do what I do, but niggas gonna do what niggas do, so you gotta stay away from niggas if you trying to get you some figures, you know what I'm saying? Now travel, you like to travel. What's next on your playlist? What's going on with the traveling?
I don't know. I like to go back to Hollywood, Florida. That was nice.
Hollywood, Florida. You know from Hollywood, Florida?
Who?
Hollywood Brown.
Who?
Hollywood Brown.
Who's that?
See, but don't tell me. Antonio Brown cousin. Played with Lamar Jackson.
I don't know.
They traded him this year.
He started.
Yeah, he a real good receiver. Like him is more like this. They can tell you from the same neighborhood down there. You know, you see Pompano on the beach. You see Pompano?
Lamar from Florida.
Yeah, he's from Pompano. He's from right around Hollywood. South Florida. Okay. That's in South Florida, ain't it?
Nigga, I don't know Pompano.
Hollywood. Where Hollywood
at? Hollywood right there.
Yeah, down the street. All that shit down the street. That's where the Canes come from, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. The state of Florida. The state of Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
State of Miami is really Florida. And then, what else you want to do? What else you want to do? You have to travel overseas, abroad?
Yeah, I went to Nassau.
What is it?
Nassau County? Bahamas.
Nigga, that ain't overseas, nigga.
Okay.
Overseas is Europe and shit.
Nah, I ain't never been.
Yeah.
I went to Hawaii.
But that's part of America, nigga.
Yeah, but it's still overseas.
No, it's not. That's part of America, nigga. Alaska ain't overseas. That's part of America, nigga.
Okay, well.
Puerto Rico ain't overseas. That's part of Jamaica.
It's an 8-hour flight from here.
Jamaica's still Jamaica, nigga. It ain't overseas. Overseas is Europe, Italy.
In fact, London might be closer than Hawaii.
Australia, it ain't, though.
Why not?
Because Hawaii this way and London that way.
Okay, what they got to do with closer?
Look it up. Why you talking
I already
about?
Know it's a 7-hour flight to London. It's an 8-hour flight to Hawaii.
How many miles?
Okay. Obviously, if it's a 7-hour flight, it's going to be shorter than an 8-hour flight.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Because California and Hawaii ain't that far from each other.
Boy, you crazy as fuck.
It ain't that far from each other. We ain't got about 2 hours, 3 hours at the most.
Okay. How much you want to bet you can fly from New York to L.A. before you can fly to L.A. to Hawaii?
I'm talking about from London, bruh.
Okay, London ain't number 3-hour flight.
That's
from...
That's all it is to Hawaii and then from California.
All right. Some people you can't talk to because niggas gonna be niggas. Niggas can't take an L. Niggas gonna be niggas. Niggas gonna make up shit.
Nah, California and Hawaii is closer than New York to London.
Mm-hmm.
New York to London ain't even that far.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about the real estate and shit. What's coming up for Tuesday, nigga? What I gotta look out for? You still sending me out there blind. I don't even know what to really do.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that yet.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm gonna look for? What's the spots? I mean, what are we bidding on?
I ain't been on nothing yet. I gotta see what I'm gonna go get.
You still ain't seen nigga Sunday.
Okay, they take so much shit off, you wait till the last minute to do. That's how you don't waste your time.
So when the last minute? Tuesday morning?
Now.
That's what I said. Look, go look up some shit.
I'm gonna look it up tonight.
All right, let me look it up with you.
You don't know what to look for.
I'm gonna look it up with you.
You gotta do research.
So what's the research you gotta do?
You gotta get on, see when they start doing their documents, when they bought the property, when they how much they own the property, stuff like that.
Man, you sound like you don't wanna fuck with me.
Nigga, look at the camera.
And anyway, it's all good. Pull up something on the internet real quick,
Can you hit the little battery thing?
Yeah, pull up something on the internet real quick.
Pull what up on the internet?
The website.
What website?
I'm about to show you, nigga.
I don't even know his password.
Nigga, fucking. What's that nigga password? Call him and ask him.
Nigga, I'm recording. I can't call or record.
Ah, right, nigga, you got two phones.
No, not here. I got another phone at the house. This nigga just think everything. Boy, who that does shit for you? For you just think everything just snap finger.
All right, pause. All right, we'll just pause it. We're about to wrap it up on here. To get the full thing on the goddamn Woot the Woot. Hit us on the Live Network. The Live Out the Dreams. LiveOutDreams on goddamn YouTube.
Okay. Well, we done.
Yeah, to cut it off on
there. Okay.
We still record over here.
Follow me at Damn Fool Comedy with a K on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that.